that many things in life fade away and pass away. But there's one thing that stands forever, that makes it through every storm, every trial, every temptation, and that is the amazing love that you have for us. Father, we thank you. It's so much greater than any sin, any transgression, any iniquity. It's so much greater than any test, any trial, any lack. And Father, we can all just rest in your love, rest in you, and rest in your goodness, knowing we serve a God who is not only exceedingly powerful, but a God who is also our wonderful Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated. Just take a little break. If you're not familiar with First Wednesdays, it is a worship service. And really, it's based off of a verse in the book of Acts, really a chapter, if you will, in Acts chapter 13. It says in verse 2, that as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them." I like that first part, as they ministered unto the Lord. And that's what this service is all about. You know, on Sunday mornings, and really our whole weekend experience, we do four services. And during that time, things move real fast. If it moves fast in here to you, trust me, it moves a whole lot faster behind the scenes. It's busy, it's moving, and it's a tool in many ways to reach many more people. With the size of auditorium that we have, it makes a better use of our funds to use the most expensive room in the church many times versus just one time. And so we built this sanctuary on purpose to be a size that we could run multiple services. Just felt led to go that direction. But at the same time, we want to create environments for believers to press into the Lord in deeper ways, where there is no rush, where there is no hurry, where there is no service coming after this one. And that's what First Wednesday is all about. It's a time for you to minister to the Lord. And I want to encourage you to do that, to minister to Him tonight. I know that these guys are going to minister and sing and lead us in worship. But don't just sing along with them. You minister to the Lord. Amen. You take the time to draw near and to press into His presence. No one can offer up the sacrifice of praise for you. You have to do it for yourself. And so I know school's getting started. I know I've got a daughter starting first grade. I cannot believe it. She made the big move tonight. I think that's what they're calling it, from preschool over into kids' life. And I was watching her get ready tonight, and I mean, just almost got a little teary-eyed as to how much she's growing up. She's going to be seven this year. It's just, I know it. It's amazing. And so I know what it's like to start school. I know we've all got busy schedules. But I want to encourage you that that's what this time is for. It's to leave your schedule at the door. And it's just a time where you can worship the Lord and minister to Him. Now I want you to see that with this, when these people in the book of Acts drew near to God, God did something to them. He drew near unto them. As they ministered unto the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost came and met the believers when they made a decision to meet Him. And it said, the Holy Ghost said unto them. Now, we don't know if it was prophesied, and we don't know if it was just the Lord dealing with the hearts of the men and women who were present. But we do know the Holy Spirit was talking to people in that type of environment. And that's the other reason why we have this service. This is a time that we pray that the Holy Spirit ministers to you. That this is not just a time where you minister unto the Lord, but the byproduct of you ministering to the Lord is He's going to begin ministering to you. And we pray that that leads to Him speaking to your heart something. I've been reading for fun the last couple of days the book of Ezra. If you've never read Ezra, I encourage you to read it. It's a wonderful book of the Bible. And Ezra, the whole gist of the first couple of chapters is there's a king in Persia that has taken captive the nation of Israel. But the Lord moves upon his heart. How many of you know God can move upon the hearts of kings? He can move upon the hearts of people and authority. In fact, in the Bible, you see God moving upon the hearts of good kings, indifferent kings, and even what people would call evil kings, using them and instructing them and just placing upon their heart to do things that they didn't even realize they were doing it for God, but God was using their actions for his kingdom. And here we see an example of this with King Cyrus. And the Lord deals with his heart. To have the children of Israel go back to Jerusalem and build a temple unto God. And so they go back to build the temple. Well, any vision from God always comes with some hindrance from the devil. And the enemy stirred up some people's hearts to try to stop them from making progress. And they were too big of cowards to confront the children of Israel on their own. So when the king died, who made the commandment for them to go build the temple, they wrote to the new king and said, these people are building not only a temple, but they're going to build walls. And if they build walls around this city, they can throw a rebellion. It'll be harder for you to come back and conquer them. And so the king wrote back and told them to issue forth a command to the children of Israel that they could no longer continue with construction. And they stopped the work. But here's what I want to get at. You see, in one chapter, after they stopped the work, the Lord raises up prophets, Haggai and Zechariah. And they come unto the children of Israel and they prophesy. Now remember, we talked about this a couple of Wednesdays ago, that prophecy is inspired utterance in a known tongue. And God got in those words, and when he began to prophesy, when the prophet began to prophesy, it broke things open for him again. When God began to speak, it broke things open, and the vision that was once being hindered, it now began to gather steam again. And they continued, they began picking up the work in which they started, but then once again the enemy came and tried to stop the work. They wrote to the king again and said they're continuing the work. But this time the whole situation was different. The king wrote back a letter saying, we're going to not only let them continue the work, but if you try to hinder the work, we're going to tear down your house and hang you from your walls. And they wound up building the temple in Jerusalem. Now, here's my point. What changed the whole situation was not natural might, power, strength, or even influence. What broke the whole thing open was prophecy. Words from God, inspired utterance. And what we pray happens tonight is that you minister to the Lord in a deep, deep way, but also that he begins to minister unto you by dropping words in your heart. Now, it could come through prophecy. But it could also come through just the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life, where he deals with your heart about something. And this is why, even in services like this, feel free to sit down and open up a pen and pad and write down whatever the Lord is telling you. I think so oftentimes the reason why people don't hear from God is they don't put a demand upon their own hearts to hear. You know, if you were coming into my office as an employee and you knew you were going to be hearing me say something important, you'd come with something to take down notes and to write down what I was saying. It's the same way with God. If you're expecting to hear from him, you come ready, you come prepared. And so I want to encourage you, if you have to break out your cell phone, now don't check Twitter or don't get on Facebook or don't Instagram or anything like that. But now if you need to make a note, feel free to make a note. But the goal is that when the Lord speaks to your heart, you understand that when he does, it can break open the situation that you may be dealing with. Because every inspired word from God has within the word the power to make the word come to pass. And if you, especially if you're in a season of life right now where you seem to be struggling, whereas once you were making headway towards a vision, and it looks like that vision is no longer going to come to pass, you need a word from God. Amen. You need a word from God. And not just teaching or things along that line. You need inspired utterance. You need words to hit your heart. And so with that tonight, expect that and believe God for that. That if there's anything he needs to tell you tonight, that he's going to reveal it to your heart by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And so we've got a part to play, though. We can't wait for him to minister to us. Isn't that right? No, that wasn't the cycle in Acts chapter 13. They didn't wait for the people to minister unto them. No, they didn't wait for the Lord to minister unto them. The Lord was waiting for the people to minister unto him. And so tonight, let's not make the Lord wait any longer. Come on now, don't make the Lord wait on you any longer. Take the time to forget about the person on your left or right. Now, don't draw attention to yourself. Don't be a granola Christian. We don't want any nuts, fruits, or flakes. No, don't draw attention to yourself. But at the same time, forget about your neighbor in the sense of you're not worried about singing too loud or anything like that. Just press over in unto God and make him your priority and not what other people think about you. But then expect that as you minister unto him, that he will in turn minister unto you. If you can put up that screen in Ezra on the screens, that scripture. Ezra 6:14, notice this. It said, "And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered." Now notice this, through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Adudu, something like that. So you get it, and you can read. And they build it, now notice, and finished it according to the commandment of God of Israel and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and that other guy, the king of Persia. Now, but notice this, how'd they finish it? How'd they finish it? How'd they prosper? Through the prophesying. That the inspired utterance from God, it broke the whole thing open. And if you need some things to be broken open tonight, you need inspired utterance, words from God. And so be expecting God to speak to your heart tonight. And as we gather back over into worship, feel free to remain seated. Feel free to kneel if you want to kneel. Feel free to stand if you want to stand. The goal is not just a posture. The goal is you worshiping. So if your feet get tired, feel free to sit down. But just keep pressing in over the Lord and minister to him. We'll come back up at the end of the service to end it. But until then, just minister to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Take it away, guys.